remaining challenges.
CHS finished strong in the final quarter of fiscal year 2021 with net farm income at $554 million, a 31% increase from last year. CHS Incorporated President and CEO Jay Deberton attributes the strong finish to a few factors.
Saw the benefits of improved trade flows, of a great fall that we had last fall, and then a spring that opened up well, and we were able to serve the people that count on us for lots of our agricultural-related products, like fertilizer, crop protection products, energy products, and other things to plant the acre. And then as the crop came off the field, just our ability to execute on moving that product around the world to customers that count on us just really turned in solid results for us, and we're really happy with how the year unfolded.
As the new fiscal year begins, Deberton says it's clear prices for inputs like fertilizer and fuel are going to be higher.
There's some real significant global issues that are driving fertilizer supply and therefore fertilizer prices that exist right now. We're in this business to supply the people that own us. So we stand in there and we intend to be able to supply those products even at these kinds of prices. And so that doesn't affect our ability to to meet the needs of the people that own us. But there's no doubt about it. These prices are head-turning.
CHS will hold their annual meeting on December 2nd and 3rd in Minneapolis.